list. Who made first string, who made second string, and who didn't even make the basketball team.
What do you think is worse, second string or not making the team?
Second string. What do you think is worse, second string or falling out of an airplane and landing on the Empire State Building on your eye?
If you make second string, you still have to sit in the bench in front of everyone. A uniform's always clean, and you always get a high number, like 867.
Not something any of us have to worry about, however. We're not second string bench-warming B-team guys.
I made the B-team! Can you believe it? Wait till I tell my father.
Why don't we check the list? Just to make sure Coach spelled our names right.
Hunter, Sean, A-team. Surpriser-rama.
Robertson, Harris, A-team. Air Harris. I like it. I'm gonna have to shave this.
Matthews, Corey, A-team. Wait a minute.
They spelled A with a B.
Dude, if you're reading the wrong line.
Matthews. B team?
Come on, guys, it's gotta be a typo.
It's handwritten. I'm on the B team, second string. Just drop me on the Empire State Building.
So what?
Yeah, no big deal.
Doesn't change anything. I mean, it's not like you're gonna lose your friends.
Sapiens, modern man. As you can see, he walked fully upright, had opposable thumbs, and was known for...
a mother who labels his underwear.
At least I have more than one pair.
Moving back through history, we devolved to the Neanderthaloids, who made and used tools. Now, can anybody tell me what was going on before the Neanderthaloids? Anybody? Anybody but Mr. Minkus? Take it away, Minkus.
A billion years ago, the world breathlessly anticipated the emergence of life from the pre-biological organic compounds of the sea. Ow.
You can take your seats. Thank you. What Mr. Minkus is saying is that we were waiting for the lowest form of life to crawl out of the slime.
I'm here. What?
Mr. Feeney was just talking about you.
I was in with the basketball coach. I have a note. Did I miss anything?
200 million years of human evolution.
Cool. So, what's the deal? It wasn't a mistake. I'm on second string.
Hey, you two, congratulations! Did you tell your dad?
No, I happen to like my dad.
Aren't you going to lunch, Mr. Matthews?
Why eat? Eating would only keep me alive.
I don't understand your depression. Mr. Minkus seemed rather enthused about his position on the second string.
Look, Mr. Feeney, I know you think Minkus is like the next Alvin Einstein, but if he's so smart, why doesn't he know second string is for losers?
Alvin Einstein. This is my life.
quit basketball altogether.
I agree.
What?
Mr. Matthews, the lesson that you missed today was on natural selection. Nature has already made its selection for you. And as far as basketball is concerned, you are the dodo bird.
Oh, yeah? Well, no offense, Mr. Feeney, but that Darwin didn't know diddly about sports.
Oh, I believe he did. Survival of the fittest, Mr. Matthews, in sports. The weak are weeded out. Only the strong survive.
Hold it. Hold it. Are you saying I'm weak?
Did you make the first string?
No, but maybe that's just the coach's way of telling me to evolve. Maybe I'm supposed to crawl my way out of the slime of second string and slither up to first string. Look out, Mr. Feeney. I'm a species on the move.
It's so simple.
Eric, you're here.
Yeah, the old Eric's here. New Eric's gonna be here in 90 days, according to Make Me Big magazine.
I don't want the new Eric. I want the Eric who's the best basketball player I know.
Not the best anything. I'm scum. You're scum! You're scum! You're scum!
Hey! I've got a problem here. I need to get better in basketball.
You call that a problem? I laugh at your problem. Ha!
Could you take a flex break? I need you to pay attention to me.
What? I just started dating. Now it's gone. Dating's over. They ripped it away from me.
Heather dumped you?
Yeah, they all dumped me. Every 10th grade girl in America dumped me.
What'd you do to upset them?
I'm not a senior. That's what I did. I'm a sophomore. You know what that makes me? Scum! 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 Seniors with their cars and their muscles and their Burger King trainee hats.
Eric, you're ignoring me.
Yeah, well, whole world doesn't revolve around you, Cor.
I'm starting to get that feeling.
I'm gonna be the best princess in the play.
Morgan, if you don't hold still, you're gonna be the best princess with tetanus.
I'm home. No interviews, please.
I'm a princess.
Yeah, and I had lunch with Elvis.
Somebody's in a sneaky mood.
What's the matter, Cor? Your first game didn't go well?
Yeah, didn't go well is a thing you could say. Want to hear about it?
Cookies!
I gotta get that and slide in another dozen. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
I'll take the cookies
no,
out.
No, Morgan, they're hot.
Hey, Corey. You just kill Anita Vega's showgirl?
Hi, Dad. Morgan's a princess today.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't see your basketball game. Mom told you why, didn't she?
Mom and I didn't really get a chance to talk.
Ah, well, you see, the district manager showed up and...
It's okay, Dad.
No, it's not okay. Give me the play-by-play. Don't leave anything out. Make it come alive for me.
Well, we won.
All right.
But, Dad, I think you should know I didn't actually get...
Dad, look, this is serious. I need $36,000 right now.
Sure, can you break a $50,000?
Come on, Dad, Heather used the words other people. You know what that means? Other people with cars. Now, look, you give me $36,000 for a vet, and I'll never ask you for anything again.
No.
I'm feeling you might say that, but I came up with a plan on how to save you $26,000. Say it with me, Dad. Harley.
Say it with me, Eric. Schwinn.
Excuse me, Dad, but I'm still alive for free.
You're not even old enough to drive.
Oh, so now you're on me for not being a senior.
Eric, sit down, will you? Corey, come on, tell us all about your big game.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a big game, and I wouldn't call it mine.
Hi, guys. I didn't know you were home.
Mom, you do not want to see me on a motorcycle, do you?
No.
See, Dad, Mom wants you to buy me the car.
But if you really want to hear about it...
I made cookies.
You did?
Because if you really want to hear about it, I'm the guy to tell you.
Yep, and Mommy helped.
Wildcats are down 2 points with only a minute left in the game. The ball inbounds. He flies down the court to take the pass. He shoots. He scores. It's a tie game. The Mustangs try to pass to midcourt. I dart between two humongoids and snatch the ball. Their only hope is to foul me on purpose. They do. I'm at the line. There's no time left on the clock. The crowd goes nuts. Corey, Corey, Corey. The ball leaves my hands and arcs in super slow motion as the crowd goes deathly silent. And then, swish, nothing but net, the crowd goes, I win the game!
That's incredible!
Can't believe I missed it.
You're such a hero, Cor.
No, I'm not. You know why? I didn't even get to play. I just made all that stuff up.
He has an active imagination.
You know why I don't get to play? Because I'm just a second string bench warming nobody.
Corey.
First of all, there's nothing wrong with being second string.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being second string.
Now, why didn't you tell us this before, Cor?
He told me. It's gonna cost me the car, isn't it?
Why didn't you tell us? You're supposed to tell us what he says. That's why you sleep in the same room with him.
You see, I'm trying to spill my guts out, and you guys are having a family meeting. This is why I have to make up a whole exciting life to get any attention.
Oh, Corey, that isn't true.
Yes, it is. You spend half your day with Eric at the store, and the rest of the time you're talking about his pathetic love life.
Hey.
And you're always braiding Morgan's hair and making a costume for her. And, I mean, I get it that she's the baby of the family and all, but...
Corey.
You know, being second string in basketball was hard enough, but I'm only on the second string in my own family.
Why don't you want me to go up and talk to him?
Because I think you and I should talk first.
What about? Corey's had a basketball disappointment. He's overreacting. I'm going to go tell him that.
Is he overreacting?
What does that mean? He's right. I spend more time with Eric. I don't care as much about him.
No, I just think that Corey is going through middle pause.
Is that a scientific term?
Yeah. I mean, this week, Eric has girl problems. Morgan needs to be a princess. And there's a kid in the middle that didn't get heard.
Because there's three of them now. We let ourselves get outnumbered.
Yep, when there were two of them, we had them covered man to man.
Now we're on his own defense and Corey's problem got by us.
What's the game plan, coach?
Full court press, double team Corey.
Go team, go.
Hey.
It's a little sport thing.
Wasn't that a great game yesterday? Sitting on the bench... cheering on the team. I'm still pumped. Minkus Abdul-Jabbar. We couldn't have been any closer to the action unless we actually played.
Check it out. I dug out this old edition of Sports Illustrated for you.
I already know I'm not on the cover.
Lighten up. There's an article in here on great sports figures who sat on the bench before they got their big break.
Really?
Yeah. It says that Steve Young sat on the 49ers bench for 5 years before he became the starting quarterback.
And then he won MVP. Man, this is good news.
I knew you'd like it.
Wow, these are like major guys.
And they all came back from the brink.
If they can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, that'll prove I'm worth something.
Maybe coach will put you in the game today.
Maybe you'll score 20 points.
Yeah, maybe then I'll be in the A-team permanently. I'm gonna be season MVP. I'm gonna be unstoppable.
Matthews, why are you suited up? Second string doesn't go to the away games.
Anybody home? Mom? Probably baking cookies with Morgan. You know, there was a time when you used to bake cookies with... And I'm talking to nobody. Anybody home? Well, the furniture's still here, so you didn't move without me.
Tonight, on Hard Edition, when her daughter didn't sell enough cookies to win the grand prize, Mom killed the whole troop.
Now there's a mom who cares.
I think we've all learned a lesson here today, kids. When you've got family, a house full of love, and a puppy.
If you're not making a lot of money, you are a loser.
By carefully inserting the tip of the probe into the throbbing heart muscle.
6:24, dinner time and nobody's home. I'm 11 years old. Come on, I'm on a schedule here. What am I supposed to do for food?
Mr. Matthews, what are you doing?
I'm burying a hamster.
I see you basted the little cadaver with barbecue sauce.
Mr. Feeney, nobody's in my house. My family's abandoned me.
Is that so? Why would they do something like that?
Maybe because I only made second string and they were ashamed of me.
You think that's what happened, huh?
That's why I'm trying to survive on my own. I mean, I saw your chicken cooking and the voice of Chuck Darwin whispered in my ear, just do it. Survival of the fittest, Mr. Feeney. You taught me that.
In the first place, Mr. Matthews, snatching a chicken from a grill is hardly chasing down and spearing a mastodon. And in the second place, your family didn't abandon you. They went to your basketball game.
My family went to my game? Why?
One would assume that they wanted to watch you play.
But, I mean, I told them second string doesn't get to play. We just sit on the bench and rot.
Well, then one would assume that they went to watch you rot.
My family drove all the way to Cheltenham to watch me sit on the bench?
Yes, Mr. Matthews, they did.
Why would they do that?
Well, perhaps if you kept listening to the voice of Chuck Darwin, he might have told you that the highest form of evolution is a family of human beings who genuinely care for each other.
What if it seems like sometimes they don't care?
Sometimes you have to give your family the benefit of the doubt. That's part of your personal evolution. Do you know what happens to you if you stop evolving?
I end up like this guy?
More or less.
Mr. Feeney, we got a situation here. I need you to drive me to the game.
I need to drive me to a restaurant. You buried my dinner, remember?
I'm sorry about your chicken. Drive me to the game, and I'll buy you a couple corn dogs.
Tempting, but no.
Please, Mr. Feeney, my family's finally there for me. I need to be there for me, for them.
Oh, have some dignity, man. My car's out front.
Cool. You know, if we dust this off, we can eat it on the way.
Ah, what a night. Those sixth grade girls thought I was so cool.
I'm going to tuck Morgan and I'll be right back down.
I want to say goodnight to Corey first.
Well, Hero, say goodnight to your sister.
Night, Morgan.
You were awesome.
Must you kiss me?
Well, you had yourself a big night tonight.
6 points. Who'd have thought three first stringers would foul out and they'd need me to jump in?
Yeah, maybe your coach learned to bring a couple second stringers along with him on the road games to cover his butt, huh?
I'm really proud of the way you handled yourself.
Three baskets in the last minute. Mr. Clutch. Sure, we were up by 31, but still.
Well, I'm not talking about basketball. I'm talking about the way you handled things today. You come home to an empty house. There's nobody here, but you don't panic. You commandeer the neighbor's car.
And the neighbor?
And you get yourself to the game.
It's called survival of the fittest. I was explaining it to Mr. Feeney earlier.
Well, Morgan doesn't want to hear a story from me tonight. She wants to hear a story from the basketball star.
I think I could squeeze in a little green eggs and ham before I hit the showers. Hey, guys.
Hey, Cor.
How come you drove all the way out to my game? I mean, you knew I was just going to sit on the bench. You must have had something better to do.
Me? No.
Well, Corey, it really doesn't matter to us if you sit on the bench or if you score 100 points.
Come on, it does so.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, there are times when I catch your father just watching you sleep.
Only if there's nothing good on TV.
You still watch me sleep? Do you watch Eric?
Yeah, but I'll probably stop when he's a senior and he gets a life.
Hey, thank you for your support. I think I'm going to go into the kitchen and eat something that causes a lot of zits because it really doesn't make any difference.
Look, Cor, there's nobody in this family that's going to be disappointed by you being second string, third string, or no string, as long as you try the best you can.
We're only disappointed when you don't tell us if something's bothering you.
Well, I tried, but nobody was listening.
You want to know who's in my room telling me a story? nobody.
Come on, honey, you have to wait a minute. We're talking with Corey.
Well, look, Corey, you're going to have to make me listen.
How?
Just grab my face and say, "Hey, Dad, listen to me." As long as you got my face, you got my attention.
Dad?
Yeah?
Let go of my face. I feel kind of bad about the things I said.
Uh-huh.
And, well, don't you hate it when you have to apologize?
Yeah, but we don't mind hearing them.
You know, when you're 11 and you start hanging out at a lot of other sixth graders' houses, you get to know a lot of other parents. Believe me, I know the difference between the good ones and the bad ones.
And?
And, well, what do you want from me, blood?
Where's my story?
He's a maniac behind the wheel. I didn't know a gremlin could go that fast.
No way. Feeny, the guy takes 20 minutes to peel an orange.
Hey, I was in the car. He was clipping corners, driving on the sidewalk, catching air off speed bumps.
Are Mr. Feeny burning rubber? I think not.
I think what we see in the classroom just may be the Clark Kent side of Mr. Feeny.
I would have had you if that light hadn't turned yellow.
Hey, you snooze, you lose.